Good morning, Sally. Good,
it's always,
to talk to you.
It's great to see you at these events. I know I caught you very briefly at the Jubilee, but you've been working hard with the Hanseatic people to make this weekend possible. I know. What can we expect? What is it all about?
We're celebrating Kings Lynn's close relationship with the Hansa League. It was a trading partner in the Middle Ages and the medieval times, an important trading partner, and it joined the modern Hansa League in 2006, and we've played a full part ever since, and we've celebrated it just about every year ever since.
So aside
break for the COVID.
So aside from these celebrations, what are the Hanseatic connections now? How does that work?
Every year, somewhere on the continent, there's a major Hansa meeting, just as there was in medieval times, and all the 192 members from towns and cities all over Europe attend. I always attend in a private capacity, and Kings Lynn has some representation there too. We young people can meet and swap fun and ideas. Businesses get engaged with each other, build their business networks. Arts people can swap ideas, and it is generally a goodwill get together of Hanseatic friends.
But this weekend's going to be quite a spectacle, Sunday in particular. But even on Saturday, there's boat racing and all sorts, isn't there?
Yeah, the Kings Lynn and Wells Rowing Club are holding their annual regatta on the river. They'll be doing the early heats on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Dr. Richards, we're so lucky to have him as a great historian, knows all there is to know about Kings Lynn, and he will be giving a lecture on our place within the Hansa League. He'll be doing that at the Hansa House, in fact, on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Now, it won't be quite the parade, I think, that we saw for the Queen's Jubilee last week, but there will be a significant parade leaving the Tuesday Marketplace from around about 11:30 on Sunday, and I know that you'll be there for that.
Yeah, what we like is Kings Lynn is home to people from all over Europe now, and we love it when people come and are able to carry their own national flags in the parade. So if you are from Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Germany, France, wherever, please come along to the Tuesday Marketplace and join in carrying your own national banner through the town of Kings Lynn.
And that's going to arrive on the Tuesday Marketplace around about midday, where I know you're going to kick the proceedings off. There's lots of fun and laughter guaranteed right through to about 5 o'clock that day. But I don't want to worry you, Nick. I have the official running order from the Borough Council of Kings Lynn and West Norfolk here. And it says 12 noon, Nick Daubney dance.
Yeah, I've been practicing hard for that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think there might be some grammar missing. I think you're going to be okay. So what's happening throughout the afternoon?
It's fun in the Kingsdale Square throughout the afternoon, especially for children and young people. There'll be lots to do, models to make, games to play. There'll be archery at the Kings Lynn Minster and a Hanseatic market at the Hansa House. So hopefully people can enjoy themselves Sunday afternoon. From 4 o'clock, there'll be more boat racing on the river. There'll be music and dancing all afternoon. And I'm told the weather's going to be very good.
It's looking nice. Sunny spells, says here.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more about it, you can check out the news pages of Radio West Norfolk. There's even the clip of Nick talking about it on there as well. RadioWestNorfolk.co.uk. Boat racing Saturday, but fun for all the family Sunday. And it kicks off proper from around about 12 noon. See you there, Nick.
Indeed, we will. Yeah, looking forward to it.
RadioWestNorfolk.co.uk, the website once again to find out more.